I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast. Today, I want to talk about what is on top of Beth's mind. What is on top of my mind? Well, let me tell you, for the love of parenting, we have our oldest daughter who is 16, going into her junior year of high school, and we are in the midst of trying to figure out what is the next step after high school. I cannot believe time is going by this fast that now we're at this place, this pivotal place of trying to figure out what she wants to do for the rest of her life. Okay, so that's pretty dramatic. It's not necessarily the rest of her life. But as I'm thinking about this, like we're knee deep in what are you passionate about? What energizes you? What makes you excited and you think about often? And I know that you've heard me talk about this on many podcasts about how do we figure out what we're passionate about? How do we figure out what energizes us? And so like I am getting to put all of this into practice with my oldest teenage daughter. And sometimes it's like putting aside your own dreams and desires that you've had from the time they were in your womb. And I know parents, moms, you can identify that you have these big, amazing dreams for your children when they're in your bellies and then when they're infants and you're holding them in your arms and you're just thinking of all the amazing things they will do and accomplish in their lifetime. And oh, the things and the journeys and oh, the places they will go, as Dr. Seuss says in his book. And it can be overwhelming, not only to you as a parent, but I know to our children. That's a weighty, weighty subject. Like we're asking our children at the age of 16, 17, 18 to determine what is the path that they want to take for their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And you think about it, they're 18 years old, 16, 17, 18 years old, and they have maybe only by this time lived a sixth of their life. And yet we're asking them to determine what they're going to do for the rest of the 5/6 of their life. Hey, did you like that? That was fractions, friends. Yes, I still remember how to do fractions. But it is a challenge. It's a challenge to think about what do you want to do? And I think about that scene in The Jungle Book. I couldn't get it out of my mind. I went for a walk this evening and I was thinking of that scene in the old classic Jungle Book cartoon where the vultures are sitting out like in the Valley of Despair or the, you know, the dry wasteland, and they're sitting there on this old, gross tree, dead tree, and they're like, "Hey, hey, Flops, what you want to do?" And the other vulture's like, "I know, what you want to do? Flops, what you want to do?" And he's like, "I don't know, what you want to do? Flaps, you just, I say, I want what you want to do, and you say, I don't know what you want to do." And they keep going back and forth with this, "What you want to do?" Okay, don't get on me about my accent. I'm pretty sure it's probably like a Beatles accent from wherever they're from. Somewhere in Europe. I'm drawing a blank right now, but anyways, but like I keep hearing that, "What you want to do?" Just even in that accent. And I know you're going to be saying it now after you listen to this podcast, but it really is that question. What do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? And so I listened to a lot of Ken Coleman, who is an amazing resource, parents, an amazing resource for figuring out good questions to ask your teenager or your young adult, or even for yourself personally, to figure out and dive deep and dig deep into the things that you're interested in and passionate about and what energizes you so that you can set yourself on a trajectory and a path to at least moving forward in that thing. And I think back to when I was a teenager and I was at the place that I had to decide what did I want to go to college for or what was going to be my next step after school. And I felt like it was like a make it or break it decision. I remember like feeling a little bit, not a little bit, I remember being fearful, like I had to make this perfect decision and please so many people. And that's like a whole nother podcast, expectations, people pleasing, that I was dealing with at that point in my life. But like this whole pressure of figuring out the perfect choice, like you had to make the perfect choice because it was such a big deal in your life, and the weightiness and the pressure and the expectations that you put on yourself. And sometimes you even pick up from other people, you know, whether they intentionally or unintentionally with their words or their actions or behaviors that they put on you. And you're just doing the best you can to make a decision for the rest of your life. And I look back and I made a decision at that point in my life to go to college for nursing. And it was, I did it because I honestly didn't know what else to do. I thought it was going to make me a lot of money. And by gosh, I was not going to pick a career that I was going to be broken, because it was, I just didn't want to do that. And so I chose something on a whim because I'm like, okay, I have family that are nurses and maybe that's the right fit for me. And it necessarily wasn't like a passionate thing for me. Like that's, it was just like something I was going to do. And I went to college. My first few years were great. And by my third year, I was flunking out because I absolutely hated it. Oh my gosh, I hated it. And I felt like I was letting everybody else down because I was falling into expectations or preconceived expectations that I thought they had for me. And so then I ended up switching my major, which I had no clue that you could switch your major, because I thought that once you chose your major, that was like it. No variables, no changing, no shifting. What you choose is what you get. And it was like a breath of fresh air when I switched my major to psychology. I absolutely loved the study of people, and it was so refreshing, and I passed my college and did well. But anyways, this podcast isn't about that moment in my life. But I look back and I think that was one few short year span, and then it led me into a career path, a program director at a group home. And then when that door closed, it led me into working for my church. And when that door closed, I was opening up my own coffee shop business. And when that door closed, then it was launching into music and worship and all these different things for another church. And then when that door closed, the next thing was working in the healthcare industry. And then there's been multiple shifts with different teams and departments as you learn and you grow and you find out what your interests are and what makes you thrive. And I think back to, holy crap, I started off and made a decision when I was 18 years old of what I was going to do. And it has been a zigzag path to where I am today. Like it was not a straight line. And I continued to just keep pressing forward and walking through opportunities and to figure out where I was going to go. And I know that with my daughter and with the place that we're in as parents, the best that we can do is to be asking them questions about what does energize them. What are their interests? So like for our oldest daughter, we put up a board just this last week, and we're like, okay, Maddie, what are Maddie's favorite things to do? What does she do really good at? And we put like, picked like a career with a light bulb on it, career ideas, and then we put interests, and then we've just started a list. Like anybody in the family can add to this list. Maddie can add to it, we can add to it, because it's all about us calling out the gold, the things that we've heard Maddie talk about, or the things that we've seen her do, like what are her good skills that we know could potentially lead to an amazing career. And so we're like collaborating as a family to kind of help her figure out and navigate where does she want to go, what she wants to do. And then the next phase that we'll go into is like, okay, so these are, let's kind of go through these and sift through these. What are the ones that like the top 3 to 5 that really stand out to you? And then let's kind of narrow it down to maybe some careers that kind of align with your strengths and what you like to do. And then find out even if college is necessary for those things, because I know that I think of Ken Coleman, I think of Rachel Hollis, and I know there's so many other people, but those top two come to mind. They never went to college, but yet they're multimillionaires and they're doing the things that they love. And so college isn't necessarily the choice or the the journey for everyone, but it is about figuring out what your interests are so that if college or further education or certifications are required, you can start to unpack that and figure out what that is. And so we're trying to help our oldest daughter, Maddie, figure out what is that thing. Because the worst thing that could happen is that we sit and she sits and gets trapped like a gerbil in that gerbil wheel where she just keeps spinning her wheels and nothing is happening and there's no momentum and there's no moving forward. And that can just be very frustrating, and that can lead to doubt and just discouragement. But if we can help her put the pieces of the puzzle together and at least find out a starting point where she can move forward in, that, my friends, can help her at least start to press forward into a certain path that I guarantee 20 years from now, she's going to find herself in a very different place because life is going to give her opportunities that she never saw coming. Because it's all about experiences. It's all about taking advantage of the opportunities in front of us, moving forward, and maybe we don't know the whole picture or see it all. I tell you, sometimes that's the biggest struggle. We want to see all the whole entire shebang, the whole kit and caboodle. We want to see our whole lifespans in one full picture, but it doesn't happen like that. We just get bits and bite sizes. And sometimes that's all we can cling to get us to the next opportunity and the next thing that is waiting to unfold for us. And so as a parent, I can't allow myself to get discouraged when I ask her, so what do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. She's like, I can't. I have to be the one that helps her ask good questions and to ask her good questions about what are her interests and then help her to begin to connect the dots that can at least start her on a path of moving forward into what she loves. The last thing I want to do is put unrealistic expectations on my child where she's just going to go do something because it's what mom and dad want her to do. I don't want that, because if she becomes an adult, she has to learn how to make good decisions. She has to learn how to be confident in her choices, and she has to learn how to own the things that she moves forward in. Mom and dad, we're not going to be there to hold her hand the rest of her life. And that, I tell you, is not our goal. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that the rest of my life. I want to raise children that are confident in their decisions, confident in their choices. And part of our role as a parent is to ask them good questions and to help support and encourage and empower and teach hard work ethics and commitment and instill good values and in them that they operate in integrity and honesty and they're trustworthy and they're committed and they're loyal and all of those good and they're kind and generous, all those good. I could just go on and on and on and all the characteristics that we want and long to see in our children as they grow. And those will happen. And so that is the top of my mind today. What you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. Oh my gosh, stop saying that. Okay, so anyway. But today, if I want to throw out this challenge today to you. If you are a parent and you have teenagers that are coming into that place of having to decide what are the next career moves for them, what are the big choices for them, make sure that you're communicating with your children that you're not setting unrealistic expectations for them, that you are there to encourage them and empower them and support them in the things that they're interested in. You want to help remove barriers for them so that if it's figuring out questions or how to get to a school so that they can take a tour, you know, what are obstacles that you can help remove as a parent for them so that they can get to where they need to go? And I'm not saying you walk through the college campus holding their hand or you're making all the phone calls or any of that, but I'm just saying, how can you equip them? How can you empower them to begin to move in that responsibility as an adult and figuring out what they are excited about in life? Man, it's an exciting time. I'm excited. I'm excited for my oldest daughter. I'm excited for all my girls that are coming into these ages that are where they're headed and the paths and the things that they're going to do in life, where they're becoming and coming into full bloom. It's just so exciting to see their dreams and passions come alive. If anything, that is the most exciting and thrilling part of it all, of being a parent, is seeing the excitement and the passion in their eyes when they discover what ignites them and sets them on fire. So today, be encouraged. This is an exciting time. You get to be a part of the next phase of your child coming into adulthood. And sure, it might be a transition from babies to, bye mom, see you later. Bye dad, see you later. But it's a new phase and it's a new season. And this is going to bring with it so many joys and so many good memories and so many treasures that we just have to embrace the process with them. You are a good parent. We are good parents. We're doing the best we can. And as we talk about these processes, for the love of parenting, we're raising children that are going to change and impact the world in their sphere of influence, because we're teaching them how to press in and pursue the things that they love. So friends, so parents, so teenagers, if you're listening, I just want to say thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, have a wonderful day.